It sits there on the table waiting for my thank you with a self-satisfied smile. Well, maybe that's my imagination. It does not look like much, not like body armor. Over the past 20 years, I've wondered, would this small piece of cycling equipment really save me? It's a smallish plastic thing with foam lining and some strapping inside. Would it really do the trick? On June 3rd, in the early evening of that Monday night, I found the answer. Before putting my bike to bed, I took a short ride around the block when suddenly the front tire was caught in a rut. Trying to free the wheel, I lost my balance and crashed into the pavement, breaking the helmet, crushing my glasses, and seriously damaging my right knee. It happened in less than 10 seconds. Now, working my way through recovery, I'm staring at the small head covering that saved me, yes, from a more serious injury. This little, rarely applauded piece of equipment protected my brain. Yes, I know people complain and refuse to wear helmets for a variety of stupid, yes, I said stupid, reasons. I never get on my bike without a helmet. Various people have urged me to give up cycling. What happened was an accident. I had the single most important piece of cycling gear on me, the helmet. I will ride again next year with the wind in my face and my helmet snugly snapped onto my head. Thank you, little helmet. You're my new best friend. I'm Lynn Ness, and that's my perspective.